Joyful Blessings, this is Kaylin Castell with a look at the second week of January 2016. And on January 9th, the moon is going to catch up to Pluto. We've had the sun with Pluto last week, and now the moon is catching up just as we go into the Capricorn new moon that's going to be exact on that day at 5:30 p.m. Also, Saturn and Venus are going to be only a half a degree apart. It's going to be exact at 10:40 a.m. Pacific time. And so if you're in the up early in the morning sky, the moon will have gone on to pass by Saturn and Venus and is of course going to be in that new moon point. So it's not going to be visible, but to see Saturn and Venus so close in the sky is a special opportunity. And there is a star map that really shows you that, and it shows you where it is in relationship to Antares as well. And so the Capricorn new moon is always a time for seeding new ways of what it is that we may want to manifest. And if you think about the seed, a new moon point is a seed point. Farmers plant their seeds at the new moon. The solstice, the December solstice, is the seed point of a solar year. And the Capricorn new moon is part of that seeding. And whatever it is that we seed, everything is contained within the seed. Everything that has been and everything that is yet to be, and also everything that is about to become. And so when we work with that seed information or that idea of the seed, this is a powerful new moon for really planting seeds, because it's connecting in to not only the lunar seed point that happens each month, but it's still in Capricorn, so it's connected to the solar year, the seed point of the solar year that happens when the sun enters Capricorn at the December solstice. And then on January 10th, the moon is going to enter Aquarius, and it'll be with retrograde Mercury exact at 9:39 a.m. And so this is just an amplification of these energies, and Mercury will be getting ready to go right back into Capricorn very shortly. And so there's this infusion or transmission, and I talked about in the first week that Mercury being in Aquarius as it's going retrograde was an opportunity to have a new way of seeing things, to tune into innovative, creative aspects of the mind that perhaps we haven't even considered or thought about before. And so what is that? How can we be open? How can we keep an open mind, be open-minded to new possibilities and the changes that are happening? A lot of changes are intended to happen this week. So just keeping in mind and that radical revolutionary energy of Aquarius and the moon traveling through Aquarius, as well as Mercury being there for a little while longer. And then we have, as I mentioned in the first week, Jupiter and the North Node are within half a degree of each other. And they're going to make their first exact conjunction on January 23rd, and the second one will be on January 28th. So it's a very powerful month, with Jupiter and the North Node not being very far from each other the whole entire time, and often in the very same degree, even though the minutes are a little different. So tuning into that destiny. What is our destiny as human beings on the earth at this time, as a way of experiencing the sacred, is finding and expressing what our sacred function is, whether it's a sacred work, whether it's a sacred way of being, whether it's doing ceremony and helping to support the dreaming of the new earth. There's so many different ways we can tune into that. So just following your own guidance and tuning into that can be really helpful. Then on January 12th, the moon is going to enter Pisces, so it'll be there for a couple of days. And we're going to have Venus trine Uranus, and that creates the possibility for unexpected events that may happen at this particular time, as Venus has now passed through the gate to the solar plexus. So what are the new insights, new perceptions, new ways of understanding the way that we engage the solar plexus? What is it that we let go of? How have we either given our power away or tried to have control and power over others? And how can we let that go so that we can stand in our true divine power and the power that is really ours to express? So that's just something to think about. And then January 13th, the moon is going to pass Neptune, and the sun is trine Jupiter, both at 23 Capricorn and Jupiter at 23 Virgo. And this is still very much within that still point of the Jupiter cycle. Whenever the sun is trine an outer planet, it is either just stationed retrograde or is about to station direct. It's always in a retrograde motion, but either at the beginning of the cycle or the end. And there's very little movement that's taking place at that time. And it's an access point into the field of all possibilities, or into that still point where anything is possible. And Venus is also square Chiron around 17 Sagittarius, or almost 18 Sagittarius for Venus and 18 Pisces for Chiron. So if you have planets, angles, or nodes in those degrees, this is going to be a personal activation for you. But it does also suggest that there's a possibility for healing the divine feminine, particularly around her ability to be a spiritual teacher, to be somebody who quests for truth and meaning and expansion of consciousness. That's something that hasn't really been allowed on planet Earth as we've been in the patriarchal time, and that has been changing, and perhaps there's further, like a whole other layer of healing and turning whatever those wounds have been into medicine for the divine feminine. And that includes the divine feminine that is within each of us. You know, so as women, we are an expression of the divine feminine. As men, there's that connection to the inner divine feminine. And so honoring her and supporting her and celebrating her is very important, as she is learning to stand in her own power and healing the wounds that have prevented her from doing that up until this time. And then on January 14th, retrograde Mercury and the Sun will be conjunct at 23 Capricorn, almost 24 Capricorn, and also Mercury is trine Jupiter at 23 Virgo, and so this is a very powerful activation. It's always the time when the Mercury is with the Sun when it's retrograde. It is that ending of the previous cycle and the preparation for the beginning cycle that will start when Mercury goes direct on January 25. And this is like an illumination point, the point where Mercury has taken all that it's gathered up so far in its current cycle, brings it to the Sun. The Sun helps to integrate and distill that information, and then Mercury prepares for its new cycle. So it's kind of a cool opportunity. And that is how we will end the second week of January 2016.